It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Lisa, you know nothing about stress, do you?
Oh, I can't even imagine. I don't know. What is that? I've never heard that word before.
See, for our listeners, we have such a relaxing life. No, let's face it. We all have such crazy lives. And I think social media adds to it. And, you know, we're trying to take care of juggling things at work. And every company seems to be cutting back these days. And you've got traffic. And it just seems our lives get so much more. It's supposed to get simpler with all these computers. And I think we just take on more and our lives get out of control real quick.
Yeah, they really do. So anytime we can learn more about balance, it is a good thing. So David, tell us about the awesome woman who's joining us now.
Well, I'm excited because just even the past few days, I've met several people that their lives have been out of balance. I know mine is, but I thought I was the only one or very few. I know we all have hectic lives, but I mean completely out of balance where I work way too much. Heather Brown is our guest today. Now, she has developed a website called My Life Well Loved. And I love that because, I mean, we all have hectic lives. We work hard. And for what? If you don't have that balance in your life, you're missing something. And so she wants to empower women, inspire confidence, and elevate the everyday to live the life that's well-loved. And that's what we all strive for. So, Heather, we're excited to have you. And I don't think it's just for women. I think you got to include men here.
Hey, David and Lisa, so great to be here. And yes, my husband would definitely agree with you on that. really is nuts when you think about how much stress and things get thrown at us from all directions. So I can't tell you how much I hear from people that they want to know how I get it all done and what it looks like. And I'm sure you guys get the same questions too.
Well, okay, as a beauty show, I'm going to tell you the stress and how we often skimp the things that we need to take care of ourselves. Maybe we cut back on our beauty regimen. Maybe we're not eating healthy. Maybe we're not getting enough beauty rest. And all those things take a difference on your appearance. But even further, you go with your website and talk about when our life's out of balance, we're just not enjoying life as much. And all these gadgets and everything going on is supposed to have made our life simpler. But a lot of our listeners are moms. And they have to take care of the kids. And then they're juggling some taking care of husbands and some cooking dinners and going to work and going to work out and et cetera, et cetera. How do you balance it all and still have time left over to enjoy it?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And honestly, David, I think it's one of those things where you kind of hit your rhythm for a little bit. And then when life throws you curveballs, it's kind of like the kind of thing where you almost have to step back and reassess, okay, now what does my new life of balance look like? So I would say, David, that I think it's such a personal thing. For me, I'm actually a night owl. And so a lot of people will tell you that you have to be an early riser to get it all done. And for me, you know, God just didn't wire me that way. So I am actually most effective at night. So I've kind of found a rhythm where I find out that if I don't pour into myself first, that I don't have what it takes to pour into my family and my friends that I love so much, and that I can't help myself live a life well loved, and I can't help my friends and family live a life well loved if I don't do that self-care first. And for me, that looks like taking a Pure Barre class, which if people aren't familiar with that, it's a ballet barre-based workout, and I actually teach at Pure Barre, or doing yoga, or going for a walk with a friend. For me, it's exercise. For some people, that might mean they need a spa day or they just need to sit down and be quiet for 15 minutes and read. But I really do think that making a priority to do one thing that you love each day, a part of your either first thing you do in the morning or the last thing you do at night, I think that is makes leaps and bounds worth of a difference, not only in that day, but how you feel that whole week.
Heather, I love this. You're singing my song. I'm always talking about this. I'm always posting selfies of my facials and doing other exercises because it is about self-care. And, you know, I save my money so every month I can get a facial. And I love it. I mean, it helps my skin glow, but it also is a nice time for me, right, to be there in the warm bed. And it's just nice. And then I feel pampered. And we deserve it. We moms work hard.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I will say that, you know, some days, you know, like your toddler is going to be a hot mess because he's a toddler. I have a toddler. He's turning 2 at the end of this month. And some days, you know, your little girl is going to be sick, and so you're not going to get to do it. But if there's one thing that I could say, it would be, okay, well, if you can't get to your workout or you can't do your facial that day or whatever it is, then maybe instead you say, well, I'm just going to make a list right now of one thing that I can do today while I'm at home that's going to make me feel good. And for some people, you know, maybe that's turning on you guys' podcast because you make them laugh and you make them feel good. So maybe, like for me, I always think that, you know, doing self-care is so important to me to get it all done and not be stressed. But number two would then be that I like to make a list. So every day, whether it be at the start of nap time or at the beginning of the day or the night before I go to bed, I'll make a list of things that I want to get done during my son's nap time. And then I make a list of things that I want to do while he's awake. And obviously those lists look very different. So when he's napping, I'll have on my list things like write the blog post for next week or answer emails or something where you really have to be tuned in and focused on the task. Maybe it's paying your bills for that month, whatever it is. And then my list for when he's awake might look something like start a load of laundry, make the bed. Obviously, it can't be something like clean the den because, you know, if they're awake, they're going to destroy it within about 10 minutes. That's kind of how that goes.
Completely.
But anyway, I have found that making a list makes the biggest difference in not only how organized I am and how well I feel like I can balance all the tasks that I have to do, but it also makes me feel accomplished when I'm marking things off that list.
Okay, I got to ask you this, though. A list is going to help you keep organized and get a lot done. But no matter if you did a million things today, I was a single dad for years. I know I'm married now. My wife works her tail off. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are moms. Don't you feel guilty sometimes trying to balance it and doing something just for you? Because a lot of people, I'm guilty of it. I felt guilty if I took 10 minutes for myself. I felt like my whole life was dedicated to somebody else. And I didn't have that balance. How do you overcome that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And you're totally speaking to every mama's heart and dad's heart. You're exactly right. You know what? I'm going to tell you, my husband is so good at keeping me grounded in this, and we try to really help each other out with this a lot because he'll say to me, when I'm like, well, babe, I just feel bad, you know, maybe it's a Saturday and he's home, and I'll say, I feel bad about going to the gym today. And he might say, you know what, Heather, I don't get this time one-on-one with him during the week. So why don't you go and give me the treat of getting to have one-on-one time with him? And that workout's going to make you come back feeling more refreshed anyway. So we want you to do that. And so I know that I'm maybe even in the minority. I feel uber grateful that my husband is that way. And I try to do the same for my husband. I'll say things to him, like golf, playing golf is important to him. So because he wants to go out of his way to help me get that me time, then it makes me want to in turn do the same for him. So I'll say, babe, you know, plan a weekend this month where you either take a Saturday or a Sunday, go play 9 or go play 18. Just because I do know that, you know, we almost have to help talk each other into taking the time for each other. And if you're a single parent, maybe find a friend or another family member that you can talk through those feelings with. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you'll just drain yourself. And I know I'm speaking to the choir. You just drain yourself out. And then you can't give your best to anybody, your spouse, your baby, because you're so empty from all that you poured out.
I think you hit on it is we dedicate our lives to, especially moms or single dads, single moms, dedicating it to the other person. And so if you just take a few minutes to yourself, you realize you deserve it. And I know, Heather, that's what you talk about is the confidence and empowering. Take that break because you'll balance your life better. And to learn more, visit the website, mylifewellloved.com. And I think that says it all. We all have hectic lives, but you got to love that life. And so I love that website. We're going to put a link up on ours, mylifewellloved.com. Make the time. Maybe it's a few minutes alone with the kids. If maybe it's a few minutes at, like you said, at the spa as we open the show, some other things we can do, but you deserve it. And by able to relax, you'll be a better person. You'll be well balanced and you're going to look better because you're going to have less stress. I'm David Pollack. I want to thank you for joining us and my co-host, the beautiful Lisa Davis. We want to thank you for joining us, and until next time.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.